with utmost love, devotion and dedication, I place myself at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Bhagwan. Revered elders, sisters and brothers, loving Sai Ram to you, and also the greetings of a very happy and holy Onam. I prayerfully seek divine permission and blessing to start this session. I pray to my beloved Bhagwan to speak through me. Any celebration in the divine presence is a golden opportunity to bask in the divine love, compassion and grace. Swami blessed Kerala to start this celebration very long back, actually in the year 1969. On every Onam day, in the divine discourse, Swami used to tell us the uniqueness of this celebration and the inner meaning of Onam celebration. Onam is supposed to be the most important festival in Kerala, and this is the occasion when all the family members will come together, children, grandchildren, grandparents, everybody will come together and celebrate in each and every house in Kerala. In the divine discourses, your Swami used to tell us, see the people of Kerala, see the devotees of Kerala. Instead of remaining at their home, they will close their home and all the devotees will be reaching Puttaparthi Prashantanilayam to celebrate Onam in the divine presence. And actually, in one of the dramas, we depicted this. The scene was this. Mahabali was coming to Kerala on his annual visit. Narada was also with him. Mahabali saw many houses closed doors he saw, and asked Narada, why Narada, all these houses are being closed? Narada said, Bali, all of them have gone to Puttaparthi Prashantanilayam to celebrate Onam in the divine presence of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Swami used to praise the people of Kerala. Swami used to praise Kerala also. And we know that probably Swami may be referring to not what we are, but what we can be. One devotee once asked Swami, how to have progress in my spiritual life? Swami said, remembering Swami in your thoughts, words and action is the best way to have progress in your spiritual life. Remembering His grace, remembering His love, and remembering what all things Swami has done, Swami is doing for us, is one of the ways by which we can express our gratitude to beloved Swami. Years back, in 1950s, Swami was standing with some devotees, around 50 in number. Swami said, in the very near future, thousands and thousands of devotees will be coming to Puttaparthi to Prashantanilayam for my darshan. One of the devotees asked Swami, in that case, when thousands of people are coming to Puttaparthi, Swami, how will have this much of closeness with Bhagwan? Swami lovingly replied, at that time, what you have to do is, remember the grace that you are getting now, and that remembrance is actually meditation for you. In the years 1980 to 1990, and all these years Swami used to give padanamskar to all the devotees, all the Malayali devotees coming from, especially from Kerala and other parts of the country. Now, with the grace of Bhagwan, let us see what are the lessons taught by Swami, also the blessing that we have received during Onam celebration. This happened in 19, 1983, when we were celebrating Onam in the Divine Presence, at that time, all the dramas were performed in the Purnanidra Auditorium. As a Sevadal, I was standing in the middle portion of the outside Purnanidra Auditorium, and my responsibility was to see that all the devotees coming from overseas country, they should be directed to the front portion of the auditorium, and those who are coming from India, they should be directed to the backside of the auditorium. And I was doing my duty. One devotee came in front of me. I was a little confused to decide whether he is a foreigner or whether he is from India. Politely, with folded hands, I asked him, "Brother, are you a foreigner?" He hugged me and taught me a great lesson. He taught me, "Brother, don't ask me whether you are a foreigner. Nobody is a foreigner in Prashantinilayam. Prashantinilayam is our beautiful home. This is our real home. Only you ask whether you are from overseas. Only that much you have to ask. Don't ask, never ask whether a devotee is a foreigner." A great lesson taught by that devotee in the year 1983. This shows how much Prashantinilayam is there in the hearts of each and every devotee regarding Prashantinilayam as their real home. Another important lesson is the lesson of perfection. Number of lessons Swami taught us with regard to this, that is the lesson of perfection. And this is one of the most important lessons Swami taught us, because this will improve all other aspects in our life. In every drama, Swami used to congratulate us. "Costume is fine, very fine. Music is supreme. Music is very excellent. Makeup is very good." And we had only one reply to our beloved Bhagwan: "Swami, everything is due to your grace only." One day Swami said, during the honor celebration when the drama was being performed in the Divine Presence, Swami said, "All the Kerala dramas are excellent, very excellent." And again, there was only one answer that we have to present before Bhagwan: "Swami, this is not on our merit. Everything is your grace, Bhagwan, your grace alone." What will happen if one drama is not up to the mark? This also happened. Out of about 60 to 70 dramas that we presented in the Divine Presence during the last 20 years, there was one drama which was not up to the mark. Visibly, Swami was not happy. Swami looked at me and I got up. Swami said, "Is this drama you are bringing from Kerala?" Swami was talking for a long time, and everybody might have felt that at that time I had the responsibility of the state president. Everybody might have thought that how fortunate the state president is, because long time Swami is talking with him. Actually, that was a real chiseling process Swami was making for the future. So if the perfection is not there, visibly Swami will not be happy. And if the perfection is there, Swami will be extremely happy. And immediately Swami will say, "Excellent, very good." All these terminals Swami used to say. And Swami will say, "The dramas are excellent." Another important lesson that we could see during the program, Onam program, especially dramas. Because drama, actually during the drama, Swami taught all these lessons, main lessons. Total involvement of Bhagwan. Total, minute involvement of Bhagwan when the dramas are presented before beloved Bhagwan. One day, in the drama, when the drama was progressing, Hanuman was coming. Hanuman was singing the glory of Lord. I was sitting very near to Swami. Swami looked at me, I got up. Swami said, "Hey, the lips of Hanuman are not moving. There is no lips movement," Swami said. So the minute attention, minute concentration that Swami shown during all these programs, that was a great motivation. That was a great lesson for all of us. And Swami, number of ways Swami expressed the divine satisfaction over the drama. Once, the drama Bharata, the embodiment of love, was being presented before Bhagavan. Swami is very happy, totally immersed in the drama. And when the drama was about to conclude, Swami asked me, how many saris you want? With folded hands, I told Bhagavan, we don't want saris because, Swami, all these are boys, youth drama. All these are boys, Swami. Swami said, tell me how many saris you want. Again, I prayed to Bhagavan, Bhagavan, all the participants are boys only, Swami. There are no girls. Swami was very happy because this was the way in which Swami expressed his appreciation of the costume, the makeup, and the performance. Then when second again I talked to Bhagavan, told Bhagavan, Swami, saris are not needed because all are boys. Swami became so happy. And Swami looked at everybody, those who were sitting near to Bhagavan, and Bhagavan said, see, all are boys, no girls, Swami said. 2002. And another important lesson Swami taught us is the importance of sincere prayer. There was at that time, you know, all the dramas were performed in the Purnendra auditorium. At about 11:30, our Balavigas children came to Purnendra auditorium backside to have their rehearsal. They were told, this is not a good time to do rehearsal because physically Swami was staying behind Purnendra auditorium. And Swami has gone up and Swami may be taking rest. So they advised our children and the in-charges, better not to have the rehearsal now. The children became very upset. They were returning to their room and the in-charge told them to chant Sai Gayatri. About 10 minutes, actually they were weeping, crying. 10 minutes they chanted Sai Gayatri. Message came from Purnendra auditorium to start the rehearsal immediately. They went to Purnendra auditorium, they had the rehearsal, and this was a great lesson for us. When we wake, especially the children, make prayer, sincere prayer, devoted prayer, immediately Swami has responded, and Swami responds every time also. Another important point that I remember at this juncture, at this moment, 2002 is the year when Swami gave me the responsibility of the state presidentship, the first onam in the divine presence. Swami called me inside. One of the professors from Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was also there in the interview room. Swami asked for the program. I played the program in the divine hands. Then the professor with me advised me, hey, you plus read out the program to Swami. I was about to take my specs to read out the program to Bhagavan. Swami looked at me and asked me, what is your age? I told Bhagavan my age at that time. Swami said, see, at this age you have to use your specs. See me. You have no need for a specs. Then Swami said, you know, people are wasting their energy nowadays, and that is the reason why you have to use specs even at this age. Another important lesson Swami taught us is this. Once in a lady musician came to Parthi to have her performance before Bhagavan as a part of Onam celebration. Swami was in the upper veranda. I was sitting in the lower veranda. Swami asked me, who is the singer? I told Bhagavan, Bhagavan, with your grace, this is a new singer, new lady singer. Swami was moving to the portico. I was behind Swami. Swami looked at the singer and Swami looked at me and said, she is not a new singer. Then I realized, a singer may be new to us, as Swami says, but nobody is new to Swami because Bhagavan is ageless. Nobody is new to Bhagavan. Once a musician came to Parthi, not for honor celebration, and he was singing, and while singing he said, Swami, you are like Rama. Swami, you are like Krishna. Swami stopped the musician and Swami asked, why this like? Then who am I? He immediately changed his song and said, Swami, you are Rama, you are Krishna. And this Swami has shown again during our celebration, Onam celebration. This happened in one of the dramas, and the girl who was acting as Krishna, Balavigas girl, because of the heat and the temperature, her makeup was affected badly, and she became little black in complexion. So while the drama was going on, Swami said, you see, Krishna was not so dark. He knows what Krishna was, how Krishna was. Another example, you know, the presentation of Kathakali program, which is very famous in Kerala. Kathakali program before Bhagwan. And the scene was Sudama, Kujela coming to meet Lord Krishna. And in the Kathakali program, Krishna was doing namaskar of Kujela for a number of times. Swami said, Krishna never did so much namaskar before Kujela. These two examples. Once again, Swami taught us, he is Rama and Swami is Krishna himself. Swami taught us the lesson of equanimity also. But it was not so easy to digest. It was not sweet at that time. And really we were shocked. What happened was this. We were keeping the Onam program in our hands to be handed over to Bhagwan during darshan. On that day, Swami came in car, and when Swami reached where we were sitting, Swami looked at us. And we were about to hand over the program to Swami. Swami didn't accept the program, but Swami told us, heavy rain is coming. You go back to Kerala and celebrate Onam in Kerala. Nearly 3,000 devotees have already reached Perthi. Nearly 400 school children and Balavigas children who were participating in the program have also reached at Perthi. All the arrangements were ready, but Swami commanded us to go back to Kerala and celebrate Onam in Kerala. We never prayed to Bhagwan to change his command. We just heard and totally obeyed. Still, we had our own challenges. Heart was beating too much at that time. We were in agony. So much pain was there. And as Swami said, ask everybody to go back to Kerala. After the evening, bhajan is over, arati is over. I went to Yajur Mantir just to pray to Bhagwan to stay, permission to stay at Prashantadilayam one day more so that we can make all arrangements for the return journey of the devotees, as well as we have to pay, the other are making payments and other things, arrangements also. So one of the brothers who were serving Swami was there. I just requested him, just pray to Bhagwan whether I can stay at Prashantadilayam for one more day. Immediately came the reply. He came back. Swami sent Vibhuti as his blessing. Swami said, you can stay for one more day. Morning, Swami came for darshan. And when Swami was coming for darshan, in the veranda I was sitting, Swami looked at me. And Swami asked, hey, haven't you gone back? I prayed, Swami, I'm going back. After the morning bhajan, after arati, I'm going back. After arati, Swami was returning to Yajur Mantir. Swami stopped, caught me by his side, and Swami blessed everything, the gold medals for the essay competition, the winners of essay competition. Swami blessed everything. And Swami asked a very beautiful question. Swami asked me whether all are happy. I told Bhagwan, Swami, all are happy. Swami asked me, how do you know? Everything is his drama. Everything is Swami himself has done everything on the previous day night. We called all the participants of the dramas and the other cultural programs, nearly 400 children, to one of the sheds. We distributed Swami's prasadam. We distributed laddu. We talked to them. And we asked only one question to them: are you happy? There was one boy who got up and said, "Uncle, we are happy." Same thing I asked him: "My dear boy, why you are happy? How you can be happy? Why you are happy?" He said, "Even if Swami is not giving a chance this time, Uncle, we are sure that Swami will give a chance next time. So we are happy." I told this to Bhagavan. Swami became so happy, blessed us. Swami gave blessing to all the devotees who have come from Kerala and who are in Kerala, and we returned. And Swami taught, I cannot say Swami taught us. Swami made capable of us to understand what is meant by equanimity. And during these programs, Swami taught us the lesson of omnipresence also. With great interest, I used to read the details of the convocation dramas in the Divine Presence. While I am reading, I used to be thrilled to see that these dramas are directed by Swami. Swami will come for the rehearsal. Swami will watch the rehearsal. Swami will correct whenever it is necessary, whenever it is needed. And all those details, with much happiness, with so much happiness, I used to read. And when Swami told us what happened in our rehearsal, we could understand that Swami is the director, not only the convocation drama or the drama for Sai students. Swami is the director for all the dramas that are performed in the Divine Presence. And while the youth drama was going on, Swami asked me, pointing out one youngster, Swami asked me, "Is this young man who didn't get leave to take part in to participate in the rehearsal?" I said, "Yes, Swami." Swami again was explaining the details of the rehearsal that we have done. "Your people have asked them to keep the hand in this way, this hand in this way." Swami was giving all the details of the rehearsal that was conducted in Kerala. Swami was explaining A to Z of these rehearsals. And Swami told us one thing more. Swami said, "Hey, the last part of the drama, last scene of the drama, you did it, you practiced it after reaching Prashant Nilayam. Is it not?" I said, "Yes, Swami." So Swami taught a great lesson on this. It is not the drama, said Prashant Nilayam. Every drama, everywhere, any activity, Swami is the doer. Swami is the director. Swami knows everything. And it is Swami who makes it the best. And, you know, all our festivals will have this parade type of decorations. And once Swami told us, "What's the best type of decoration?" Bhagavan told us the best type of decoration is decoration by leaves and flowers. That is natural. That is our tradition. Don't have the decoration with plastics and other things. Always have the decoration with leaves and flowers. Swami said, that is the correct way of, that is as per our tradition, you have to do the decoration with leaves and flowers. Another important aspect that we could learn sitting near Bhagavan during the Onam program is what is meant by presence of mind. Very difficult also. Again, this just like, you know, the cancellation of Onam program. We don't know what is going to happen in the next moment. And suppose that happens, how to face it? Onam day, we were sitting in the veranda. Next to me was one of the senior office bearers of the organization, Satya Sai Trust. He was sitting nearby. Swami was coming, completed darshan of the ladies in the ladies' side. Swami was coming to the gents' side. Swami reached East Prashanti. This loving elder brother who was sitting nearby looked at Swami with folded hands He collapsed. And he was taken to the hospital. And at that moment, Swami came. Swami knows that he already emerged at the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And Swami directly went to interview room. That was the morning program on the Onam day, and we were really, we don't know what to do. Governor was the chief guest. He was sitting in front of the interview room on the chair. He was the chief guest of the day. And morning session is having speech by the governor. Within a few minutes, Swami called me inside. I kept the program not in my hand but my pocket, because Swami's grace, I knew the situation. Swami asked me, "Hey, what is the program? What is the morning program?" I could, with Swami's bliss, grace only, I prayed, "Bhagavan, Bhagavan, if you permit, Swami, we will have only bhajan in the morning, Swami." Swami was so happy. Swami said, "Very good, start bhajan." So, whatever may happen, we should subject to His will, Swami Sankalpa, and we should make our will reaching Swami Sankalpa and Swami's will. Now, next important problem was, how to face the governor? What to tell the governor? How to explain the situation to governor? He's not a devotee of Swami, in our terminology. I went to governor. With folded hands, I told him, "Sir, please excuse us, pardon us for not having your program in the morning." He was leaving after the morning session at Prashantadalayam. And what, you know what he told us? "Don't worry. This is human nature. Nothing to worry. This always happens. Nothing to worry. Take it easy. I am happy because I got darshan of Swami Bhagavan. I am very happy. I will go back. Don't worry. Don't worry." See how Bhagavan makes us ready to meet the challenges of the time by blessing us with the presence of mind that is needed in every situation. And after that morning program, there was no morning program. Swami blessed us to have the evening program as usual, with the drama and other things. And one of the greatest motivations Swami has given us is with regard to our essay competition. And every year, Swami has blessed us to have this essay competition continuously for 17 long years, every year. And 3 gold medals every year we prepare. We used to present before Bhagavan. Swami used to take the medal in the divine hands. Swami will ask some interesting questions about the medal. Swami will bless the medal. And Swami used to ask us the topics of the essay competition. And we will inform Swami, our attitude to parents, value-based living. When such topics are there, Swami used to tell us, "Very important, very good, very important topics," Swami used to tell us. And this is a competition. The last 2 end was attended by more than 44,000 students in Kerala. And again, another occasion, sincere prayer, Swami immediately respond to sincere prayer. Number of examples we are having during the Onam celebration at Prashantadalayam. We were just referring to the cancellation of the Onam program. After coming back to Kerala, the in-charge of the program, Mahila in charge of the program, wrote a letter to Swami with the CD of the drama that they have prepared. With a prayer in the letter, "Swami, we will be happy, at most happiness will be there, Swami, if you alone see the drama. We don't want anybody else to see the drama. If Bhagwan see the drama, that is enough for us." And during that birthday celebration, when the birthday program of the birthday celebration was presented before, placed before Bhagwan, Swami looked at the program by the officials at the national level. Swami looked at the program and Swami asked a question. Hey, I cannot see Kerala drama here. Where is Kerala drama? And immediately I got a telephone call. Swami is asking for a Kerala drama. Are you ready? At that point of time, now we realize, usually people ask, devotees ask, whether Swami will be reading all these letters? And I read somewhere, the reply given by Bhagwan, I am not the reader of the letters. It is I who write the letters. So there is no need for reading. It is I who write the letters because I am motivating them to write the letter. I am inspiring them to write the letter. I understand. I realize that letter to Swami alone, that letter was motivated by Bhagwan, inspired by Bhagwan, and net result was drama, Kerala drama. That drama, what was cancelled during Onam, that drama was presented, performed before Bhagwan as a part of birthday celebration. Now a word about Onam after 2011. The opportunities we had before 2011, when Bhagwan was physically present, cannot be explained in words. Kabir Das used to make this statement. How to explain God, the love of God? Once Kabir Das said, suppose you are giving a sweet to a person who is dumb and deaf, who cannot speak. After eating the sweet, the laddu or jalebi, suppose you are asking him, how is the sweet? Whether it is good, how will he explain? He can only smile. He can only, out of joy, tears will be falling down. Same is the case when we remember the Onam celebration. Before 2011, only that much we can do. But Swami blessed us. What should be the Onam celebration after 2011? Swami blessed us to take a decision. Nothing should be diluted. Everything should be more. When Bhagwan was physically present, what we were doing with more devotion, with more dedication, with more programs, we should celebrate Onam in the omnipresence of Bhagwan that Swami blessed us to keep till the last Onam that was celebrated at Prashant Nilayam. Bhagwan blessed us to that. Fled 2018 in Kerala. It was in August. It was the time of Onam celebration. And we got advice from the officials at Prashant Nilayam that there need not be Onam celebration at Prashant Nilayam because so many people are suffering in Kerala. And we also realize that when our brothers and sisters are suffering in Kerala, Onam celebration, there should not be any celebration. Fled 2018. And what happened? Swami used to tell us, every difficult situation can be converted into an opportunity also. It can be an opportunity also. That happened as far as Kerala organization was concerned. It became flood of love. Flood of love. Thousands and thousands needy people could be served by such a Sai Seva organization and such a Sai Trust. All helps received from all the states in India, even from outside, from the Central Trust. Everybody was helping Kerala organization and trust, state trust in Kerala. And flood of 2018 became flood of divine love. Another important aspect that happened during this flood was this. Because at this time, Swami gave us an opportunity to work with the ex-students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, the alumni. We could beautiful, golden opportunity to work with them. Students came from different parts of India, group by group. They stayed in our headquarters at that time. They stayed there. They took the entire charge of receiving the materials coming from different parts of India. They took the responsibility of the distribution of these materials to different districts in Kerala. They stayed there. Day and night they worked. We could understand how Swami molded them so perfectly. Young people, day and night they were working. Day and night they were planning. And they were reaching the medicines, everything, medical camps in different parts of Kerala, everything. Swami's students, the property of Bhagavan, as Swami says, they did it a wonderful work, wonderful seva. And they were teaching a number of lessons, how to do Swami's work. And our deep gratitude to all those young brothers who did a marvelous seva, and they really made flood of 2018 into a flood of love to every needy person in the state of Kerala. And we remember the words of Bhagavan that about the student, about his student, you are the roots, you are the roots I'm nurturing for the future. We witnessed this, we experienced it during the flood of 2018. Once, we know that Bhagavan's love is infinite. We know that Swami will do anything for making us happy. When Swami had the fracture on the divine body, again it was the time of order. No darshan for a number of days. And everybody has got the doubt whether Swami will be coming out on the Onam day. Swami came out. Swami gave darshan. And Swami gave a beautiful divine discourse for more than 1.5 hours. Nearly 1.5 hours, Swami said, there is too much pain in my body, but I am not the body. Too much pain in the body, but to make you happy, your ananda is my ahara. Your ananda is my ahara. That no words can explain our feeling. Why we were listening to Swami's discourse on that day, as well as when we remember his love. 5th of September, another beautiful day. Personally, I keep in my heart always. That was the Onam day of that year, that particular year. Onam was on 5th September. With my children and wife, I was sitting in my room, having my Onam lunch. Got a telephone call from the security officer, who was in charge of Yajur Mandir, outside Yajur Mandir at that time. He asked me, come to Yajur Mandir immediately. I ran. I was thinking whether some decoration might have fallen down. I was running to Yajur Mandir and reached Yajur Mandir. Wait here. He told me, wait here. Within 2 or 3 minutes, the door of Yajur Mandir opened. And he asked me, oh, you have come. Close the door again. Within 1 minute, the door opened again and he asked me to come inside. Swami was sitting there. 2 senior officials were also with Bhagavan. Swami pointed out to a sofa and Swami told me, sit there. I told Bhagavan, Bhagavan, I cannot sit before you on sofa, Swami. I will sit on the floor near to your lotus feet. Swami told me, do what I say. I went to the sofa and I sat a corner of the sofa. Fortunately, Swami asked me something so that I got a chance to go to Swami and sat near the lotus feet of Bhagavan. Swami asked so many things about Onam. Which temples you go on the Onam day? What all paisams you prepare on the Onam day? So many questions Swami was asking. And at last I told Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Swami, bless me on this day. That's a personal thing, but there is a great lesson. Bless me on this beautiful day, Swami, because today is my marriage anniversary also. Oh, Swami, your marriage anniversary? Swami, take Padnamaskar. While I was taking Padnamaskar, Swami kept both the divine hands above my head. Swami said, long life, happy life, peaceful life, prosperous life, a great blessing on our life Swami gave on that day. And that is a beautiful long interview with Bhagavan inside the Yajur Mantir. I came back. That is the lesson Swami taught me. And I told everything to my wife. Swami told this, Swami told that. Swami is very happy. She asked me a question. Hey, true that it is your marriage anniversary? But this is my marriage anniversary also. What Swami has given me? Swami talk to you. Swami bless you. All these things. What Swami has given me? Tell me what Swami has told about me. I was having no answer to give her. Evening. After introducing the chief guest, the guest of the day, the speaker, guest speaker, I went back to Bhagavan to take Padasparsha. When I was taking Padnamaskara, I could see Swami's divine hand was moving in circle. Swami created Vibhuti. Swami gave me the Vibhuti and told me, hey, give this to your wife. So what we were talking inside our room, Swami knows everything. That is the lesson Swami taught me. Whatever you say, whatever you think, I am a silent witness. I am witnessing. I know everything. Beautifully, Swami has taught me that. This year again, we are not in a position to celebrate Onam in the immediate presence of Bhagavan at Prashantanilayam, as we all know, the corona and the impact. So what we can do now, remembering all those beautiful situations, all those beautiful celebrations, the moments that we spend with Swami, the amount of grace Swami showered on us, and that is what we are doing now. Remembering Swami, remembering all those Onam celebrations which Swami blessed us to celebrate in the Divine Presence. How to repack? How to repay the gratitude to Bhagavan? And Swami has taught us there is only one way. Hold on to my teachings. Tightly hold on to my teachings and let your love be as expansive as the sky. Let your love be as deep as the ocean and let your love be as selfless as possible. Beloved Bhagavan, words are not sufficient to express our love, to express our gratitude to our beloved Lord. We have only one prayer, Swami. Only one prayer that is emanating from our hearts. Always, always keep us with you, Swami, till the last breath. Doing your work. Actually, it is for our salvation. Doing your work, the work given by you, Swami, participating in the divine mission, and spending every second thinking of you, Swami, with love, with gratitude, with devotion, and with dedication. Once again, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all. I thank and again express my loving greetings for a very happy and holy Onam. Onam greetings to all listeners once again. And I thank Swami for this opportunity by which I am going back to the beautiful memories in my heart. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.